A different kind of aircraft is taking to the skies over Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. Unmanned drones. Federal regulations now allow the aerial vehicles in the airspace around the country's busiest airports. In Atlanta, they're being put to work to make regular maintenance operations more efficient. One by one, jetliners fire up their engines and roar down runway 27R at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Air traffic controllers work to get the planes airborne before maintenance closes the runway to all traffic. Well, almost all traffic. A small drone lifts off the concrete and zips back and forth across the runway, snapping pictures.
You're drifting to the right a little bit.
Katie Elam acts as a spotter for her coworker, who's flying the small aircraft. They both work for Michael Baker, the contractor using drones to inspect runway conditions at Hartsfield-Jackson.
Just looking for anything out of the ordinary that might affect the flight. The airfield out here, the airspace is so controlled that I'm not worried about other aircraft being in our area, so it's more about the wildlife.
Elam's team uses a drone from Chinese manufacturer DJI. You can buy one for just a few thousand dollars, but don't expect to use it at your nearby international airport.
You know, probably right now you don't want to be flying your drones on airports, so they automatically detect when the drone is close to a runway and locks it, where you can't even turn it on.
Elam's team got that lock disabled for this project, but still can't use autopilot or any pre-programmed flight plans. That means Jim Duguay has to fly the drone manually.
It's a little intimidating at the world's busiest airport, for sure. But air traffic control's done a good job of moving all the traffic away, and it's a good bright day to capture data.
Normally, this work happens on foot. Teams armed with cameras walk the runway, taking pictures to assess wear and tear. Chaim Van Proyen, a project manager at the airport, says that can take up to 5 hours. Using a drone could cut that time in half.
I think it's exciting to see. I mean, where else, you know, do you get to play around with drones and toys and demonstrate and show that it can be effective?
Van Proyen says runway 27R is the longest one at the airport, and international flights need it to take off and land. Reduced runway downtime means fewer impacts for passengers and helps Hartsfield-Jackson keep its hard-fought title as the world's busiest airport. Drones also give Van Proyen's team better data.
This will allow us to 3D map image the runway and be able to see detailed cracks and be able to plan better for basically replacing the runways.
Unmanned aircraft are pretty new around airports like Hartsfield-Jackson. The Federal Aviation Administration only started allowing drones in that busy airspace a few months ago. Jim Williams works with unmanned aircraft for the consulting firm Dentons. He says the runway survey flights in Atlanta are the first time a commercial drone has flown at a major U.S. airport during normal operations.
I think that going forward, you'll see more of that as the FAA gets more comfortable with controlled drone operations in and around airports. So, yeah, I think it was a pretty big deal.
Still, Williams knows passengers might be wary of the technology. Inside Hartsfield-Jackson South Terminal, Gail Walton says she'd be pretty concerned if she looked out her airplane window and saw a drone hovering nearby.
I would probably wonder what it was doing out there. Probably ring my call bell, ask one of the flight attendants what it was.
It's a question flight crews will likely hear more and more in the future. The FAA has okayed more than 500 commercial drone operations in the airspace around the country's busiest airports. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.